Boom. Pow. Guess who is back in the house? It is me, Rod, and with 100% less Karen.
That's Oh my.
Yeah. This is a solo dolo hosting at a very special time, coming to you from a very special place.
Is she dead? Because when somebody doesn't show up for Keith and the girl in one way or another, the audience assumes they're dead. Is she dead?
That is true. Well, I hate to squash the rumors already, but she is alive and well. You may even hear her laugh in the background occasionally if we are funny enough.
Okay.
No pressure.
But she can't hear us, can she?
She has on some Beats headphones, but I don't know if she's listening to us or some music, but you never know with this lady.
I'm just thinking, like, you have to be funny and you have to, like, be funny. And she can't hear us, so you have to, like, somehow relay the info in the room. So,
well, she'll be definitely listening to this next week because she has to do the recap next week. So, one way or another, we got a captive audience here, everybody.
I think I'm just saying you got to be one of those dumb TV shows that are like, well, my brother, who I'm talking to on the phone, you're older than me, but are you wiser?
Tell me what we're doing again for the last 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah. It's the start of a new episode, and they have to start with the thing they ended with last time.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
I just love don't understand why we're in this place.
I love we're finally dating.
Yeah. My
it's
favorite
been
3
weeks.
My favorite version. First of all, Keith Ahimdar here, everybody.
Hey, folks.
Oh, shit, that's me.
My favorite version of this is actually the Fast and Furious franchise, which is so simple, but it's so stupid, and the audience is so stupid. In the third act of every film, Tyrese, who has been involved in every scene until this moment, has to act surprised at whatever they're doing so they can re-explain the plan. It's been 10 fucking movies of this.
That's so weird. I think I've only seen one of those movies, and I'm not even sure which one. And I thought you were about to say that every time they start the next movie, they go, remember when we went super fast last time? They just go from there.
Yeah, they don't even remind you, actually. They, because they don't want you to remember that the good guy now it was the ultimate bad guy before. So if you're brand new to it, you're brand new to it. John Cena's good. Fine.
Yep, exactly. The only thing they need to explain is that third act and why they need to, like, you know, parachute their cars off of a plane, onto a ramp, onto an airport. That is gonna.
What do you do after you Tokyo drift? Like, you're out of moves.
Now you gotta explain it.
Tell me how we fly around the moon in a car in English. Well, we're gonna reverse it. You know what? Forget it. Just get it done.
Right. I don't know what we're doing, Dom. Like, okay, Tyrese, come on, buddy. You know.
I feel like I've seen all of them now. Thank you.
Yeah, we caught you up. Same thing for the last Mission Impossible. They spend, I'd say, a good hour of the movie explaining the movie back to you that you watched. You know?
I guess they know if the movie's 2 hours long, you're going to need the bathroom break. So, but they don't know when you took it. So they got to keep explaining there's a submarine, you know, the way the movie started. We have to get to that submarine.
Maybe you were 20 minutes late. Maybe you're leaving 20 minutes early. It's all the same to Tom Cruise. Right. He's going to walk you through it every fucking 5 minutes. Well, let's talk about our weeks. But I first have to catch up on a couple questions for you all. Number one. Hemda, how did the tooth surgery go?
She was so nervous, so scared, trembling. And her tooth person, by the way, if you're thinking, well, they had to not do a Keith and Girl show because of this tooth person. It's one specific tooth person that can only extract teeth. You'd think that'd be the easiest job. Only comes in every other Thursday. But finally, this got done. Hemda, tell us all about it.
It didn't happen.
What? I look like an idiot.
Wow.
You could have cut me off.
So you could have done a show Friday. Wow.
Wow. Well, physically, yes. Mentally, I needed a fucking day. You're not going to even believe why I couldn't get this fucking tooth extracted. And it just gets worse every day as I try to deal with it. It just gets worse and worse. So I go over there and they got me ready. They got the nitrous ready and they're about to, you know, kind of start the
procedure,
the nitrous and all of it. And the guy goes, oh, you have myasthenia gravis that's here. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, okay, did you get clearance from your neurologist? And I was like, go fucking fuck yourself. No, yeah. I did not. And they're like, well, I don't think we should do it. I'm like, I've had this appointment for over a month. It says my, I am so diligent about this myasthenia gravis. Like people treat the doctor stuff very willy-nilly. I do not. I'm very nervous about everything. I do what they say. And a lot of people just drop it afterwards. But they tell me that they said, tell all your doctors you have myasthenia gravis. It's like part of the first, I know I tell them. Okay. So he goes, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea because myasthenia gravis, you're going to heal differently. Things are going to go differently. Like, I don't want to take the risk, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, then of course I'm not doing it. And so he goes, yeah, it might interact badly with your medication. I go, just for the record, because he's about to leave, I'm not on any medication. It doesn't affect me that much that often. And he goes, oh, then we can do it. And I'm like, well, no, what? If you want, we can do it. Oh, my God. So I'm like, why don't I just go get a neurology appointment? I call my neurologist. You want to know when my appointment is for?
Oh, man.
January 3rd.
What?
No.
January.
No.
January 3rd. This tooth needs to be extracted because it's about to hit a nerve that will actually make me go into toxic blah, blah, blah. Different things could happen. But January. Okay. He can't be the only neurologist in New York, can he? Yes, he can, because I called up another place and they said their next appointment is April, May.
Whoa.
And I was like, it's July. Are you saying what I think you're saying? And she's like, mm-hmm. And I go, well, and I just start cracking up. I'm like, mm-hmm. I go, okay, I'm just going to accept that as regular because you're saying it to me like it's regular and I'm going to hang up now. And I just hung up. I didn't know what to
this
do.
This is the plot to the Joker movie.
It really is. And then she laughs like the Joker. Exactly.
Yeah.
Christian Finnegan is having heart problems again. He told me this over a month ago. He can't get an appointment till August.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm like, this is a neurologist appointment. I go, can I? And I really said this. I said this to the other people that I called also because I called up another person. I also have an appointment in November and I'm on the waiting list for everybody. So if they have a cancellation, I got to go run over there. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So I said to them, I was like, can I show up at your office early and hang out in case you have? And they're like, no, we don't take walk-ins. I'm like, well, I might do it anyway.
Can they say over the phone? Did they say they'll call you back and tell you just to tell you can get this procedure done? I would have got it done.
Well, I think I'm going to have to.
Right.
You're right.
I think I'm just going to have to take the risk. It's just.
Yeah. It doesn't instill confidence when they're like, no. I mean, if you want to get it done, sure. You know, like it's a rotating your tires or some shit. Like that's it's like, sure. I was just concerned you would die, but I mean, fuck it.
Right. If you see, here's what they're saying. Like, you might die. If you want to be liable for that, I'll do it. If you want me to be liable, I'm going to need a doctor's note. So, you know, I do doctor things every fucking day. I'm not kidding. I don't even share half the shit on the show. Just assume if you don't hear from me, I'm in a doctor's appointment. Okay. We can start the show now. It's super fun.
Well, that's how I like my doctors to be like, hey, you down to clown? Because if so, we can do this, Rod. Fuck it.
This shit.
Also, nitrous in the Fast and Furious franchise. So, feel like that's synergy.
I'm gonna hook up a machine right here. Honestly, if it wasn't for OMAT and my practice of OMAT, my daily routine, and like the actual tools that I have picked up and am doing in OMAT Club and all of that, I think I would kill myself. I'm not kidding. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think I would kill myself with the amount of fucking adulting.
What
Thank you.
You know what? She'd get in a Fast and Furious car and put that hose to the nitrous and then put that in her window. Yeah. That's how she'd let it go.
Yeah. Well, as long as you don't go full Joker and you're killing other people, you know, so...
If you die in the dentist office, no matter what you signed, I will sue them, Hemda.
We got you.
Yeah.
I think you all should. I think everybody listening should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just somehow, what are those massive suings?
Class action.
But just me and all of you are represented.
Especially if the dentist is like YOLO, you know? Like, we don't need that. They don't teach that in dentist school. I guarantee it.
You know, okay. I think it's very sad that this dentist is only there every other week and I still managed to get an appointment within a month or two with this person. Right. But my neurologist is not available until January. And I don't even have a problem. I mean, right. I do, but like, what if I had a problem? And I right. told him, I was like, hey, this tooth might kill me. Just need a little clearance. They're like, we could put you on the wait list. I'm like, what is this, a club? Do I need to fucking get some platform shoes? What is happening?
They said, don't forget the floss, click.
I wonder what is slowing the medical industry down. If it's just the same as every other industry where they're losing a bunch of people, you know, COVID and people death and maybe more people going to the doctor because of, you know, chronic disease like long COVID or something. I haven't seen anything on the news about it, but anecdotally, every person I know is experiencing these huge slowdowns going to the doctor, and didn't used to be like this.
I feel like that makes sense in terms of what I did is I waited 2 to 3 years to start seeing doctors, and then now I'm seeing all the doctors. So now I'm taking up a lot of your appointments, you know, and then you got to see like the primary care. And then they're like, oh, have you had a mammogram? And then it's, oh, did you see your neurologist in a while? Oh, have you seen the person who did your open heart surgery? You got, oh, have you gotten a CAT scan? Oh, your tooth is this. What else? Like proctology has to happen now. Your therapist. Like these are just some of the doctors. I have not listed all of them. So if I didn't go to the doctor for 2-3 years, maybe other people didn't and we're now taking all the appointments.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Keith, I have a similar question to ask about your life. Mm-hmm. How's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. going?
I'm watching it too fast. And it was... I don't know. Now I'm confused. Did it start great or is it just new? But But right away there's action and stuff. Season two, the Inhumans was all talking. And then I'm at the start of season three and this obelisk fucking portal. Who gives a shit? It doesn't make sense. Who cares? I just got to slow down a little bit. Maybe it's good. I did look up best to worst seasons, and everybody disagrees, so what's the point of those? But I did find two or three that agree with me that season two and three suck, and so that felt good. You know what I mean? Whatever. It was very exciting for a day.
Yeah, I think this is why Marvel changed their TV show format to like 6 episodes, 8 episodes, because like if you hate it, it's over fast.
Yeah.
So then people power through, but this is back when they had like 22 episode TV seasons. Yes. And it's hard to keep up that momentum, man. Like the stakes have to lower down a lot to make it 22 episodes.
And I know I'm late, but to catch up, I have to spend 5 years on it to watch it like a normal person. No.
I feel like this sounds like having mac and cheese as an entree. You ever see that on the menu and you're like, what? This is a side to something. You have a little bit of mac and cheese as like a bonus for your meat and vegetables or something. This sounds like you're watching a whole mac and cheese series.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Right? That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. And they add like shrimp to it or some shit that don't belong in it. And you're just like, now why would you do that to perfectly good mac and cheese?
Because now they can say it's an entree because it's got that protein in there.
Right. $27 for mac and cheese with lobster in it that is now overcooked and nasty. Like, no, thank you.
Exactly. You get it.
But yeah, I still like love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fondly. And I remember watching it with Karen every week. So that was like a big thing for our household. But yeah, there's some episodes and some seasons that it feels like you got to trudge through shit. And in real time, you waited a week. So even if you trudge through, you get the taste out your mouth. You're like, oh, I didn't like that. Right. Like, oh, okay. All right. He got his arm cut off. Let's go. You know?
Yeah, it depends when you catch me. Do I like the binge idea or the once a week? It really depends.
Yeah.
See, I think when it sucks, the binge idea is better because when you're waiting and it's like, you didn't even tell me anything in this episode. When I binge, I don't know which episode I just watched, but I watched a good chunk of the story. So if one of the episodes was boring, if I watched three and that one was in the middle, I don't know that there was a boring episode. It's just a continuation and they had like a slowdown in it.
When does S.H.I.E.L.D. start realizing they got to fucking kill people or it's never going to end the bad people?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're pretty nice about it.
Yeah.
I've been watching Justified. I binged all of that. It's amazing TV. Amazing TV.
Feels a little more realistic, right?
More realistic than what?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'd say they're close.
Oh, really?
Okay. This white man has been shooting up rednecks for 6 seasons and he ain't dead. So I feel like it's low key, like impossible white man Western.
Okay.
He's a deputy marshal and he's in like a rural country county dealing with all the backwoods like people. There's black people in the show, but like barely, like they don't do much. Like the black people are mostly like, y'all mind, I'm gonna mind my black business. Y'all go fight each other, which I love, by the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see a bunch of black people get shot by the cops. Right. So, they just brought the show back for like some sort of spinoff called Justified City Primeval, and it takes place in Detroit. So I literally binged this old ass show to catch up right in time to watch new episodes of the show. Didn't have to invest nearly as much time as the other people. I feel like in this case, binging, I won. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is great binging as opposed to, you know, that slog binging that you're doing right now where you got to go through some of the bad shit. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I took a little break.
This is some weird math.
Yeah, I took a little break, caught up on Righteous Gemstones. There's brand new What We Do in the Shadows. And just let S.H.I.E.L.D. miss me for a minute.
What do you think about Righteous Gemstones before we move on?
I love it.
Love it, too. I love it so hard.
The daughter's the best.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's so
Wait,
good.
Wait, you two agree? Would I watch this?
I don't know. Are you a Dan McBride person? I don't know.
I don't even know what that means. What
that yeah. mean? He's Eastbound and Down, Vice Principals.
You know that
the
group
goofy
with
guy
like
with the braids?
No, there's no. nothing goofy about this motherfucker. Believe me, don't even say that. You know that group of people like James Franco at the time and that short guy I don't like who's in the news Jonah Hill.
Okay, yes.
He's
Freaks and Geeks. Uh-huh.
He's one of these people in that group. In that movie, This Is the End, he's the badass that comes in and eats all their food.
Mm-hmm. This Is the End was a big blur of all those guys to me. I don't know who did what, but it was funny. Right. I don't remember whose character
he's hilarious to me. And Righteous Gemstones is like a premise of a joke that I have on the podcast, which is all mega church pastors are atheists that just couldn't take the temptation. Like they just finally gave up. It's like, fuck you, y'all just giving the money away? Might as well, dummies, you know. Right. Like, but I was like, that feels like Righteous Gemstones to me. It's just these people are so pieces of shit. God, I love that show. All right. We've had our fun. Let's talk about
our
sponsor.
You guys are not watching and just like that?
I have not. I watched Sex and the City, but I heard so many bad things about Just Like That. I really just never got into it. You liking it?
I do, but I understand why people don't like it. I think it's because Sex and the City, they started in their 30s calling themselves older. Then we let it go that they were allowed to be in their 40s. But now that they're in their 50s, they're talking about 50s shit, like, you know, erectile dysfunction. And,
and how they got to brunch in the first place. I took the train and then I took the bus and then 4:05 to.
They're meeting up to talk about the weather.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, somebody's husband died and like shit that happens when you get older. Should I dye my hair? I'm deciding to go gray. You know, these are things that I guess the people who watch something called Sex and the City are not interested in. Now she has a podcast and is a little more modest in her older age. They're like, fuck you, talk about your twat. And it's like, I don't know that she always did.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews, but I'll probably binge it one day when it's over. All right. This episode is sponsored by an actual real live sponsor that I would like you guys to check out.
Okay.
Drapetomaniac's Unshackled History. It is a podcast about Black history that is like part comedy, part learning. And I'm writing for it. Like, I'm one of the people that write for this show.
You're allowed to?
Yeah, it's not a union job.
Yeah, I can't see a doctor. Don't worry. So anyway, check out this podcast.
Just check out the podcast.
There's
everybody.
No union.
But it's hosted by Michael Harriet, who is a Black historian, and he's written for, like, you know, he's got a book coming out. He's written for, like, The Root, Griot, all these different things. He's very well known for making threads on Twitter that start with innocuous shit that don't seem like it's going to connect, where it's like, George Washington liked apple pies on Sundays. And boom, and by the end, he's like, and that's why Tyler Perry bought this land in Atlanta, because slavery or some shit. And I'm like, how did you do that? It's a magic trick. So check out the podcast. Oh, mm-hmm.
I have a question about this.
Yes.
Are all the writers black?
Yes. And I think I'm one of only two cishet black dudes on the show. Like, the company that's producing it is called Queer Media Co. So they're like super inclusive, diverse, woke, all that stuff. My boss is this woman, Nolika, who like lives overseas with her family, and they're all like doing awesome stuff, you know? So like it's a big collective people, a collective group of black people from all across the world coming together to make this. And it's been fun.
You know what? It's this is specifically about Black history, so I wanted to ask, but let me ask you if this sounds weird. When we came to Game Theory with Bomani Jones, that of course you're a writer for, HBO show, fantastic. They brought the writers up. They're like, hey, and here are our writers. And it was like half white, half black. And I was like, why am I was like, oh, I felt a way about that. and then I was like, wait, is my math wrong? This isn't a black show.
Right.
Right? It's right. Just athletic. And I was like, oh, for some reason, I equated that with everyone here should be not even of color, black. Right. And then I dialed my shit back. I was like, oh, I did that. I made it a black show because the two people who I know are doing anything on the show are black.
Right. Yeah, it's black because Bo's black, I guess. But yeah, it's not a specifically black show. It's in some ways, I'm kind of glad we didn't pitch it or sell it as like the black show for the black folks, because I know that people would have been disappointed by some of the jokes and some of the stances. Because when you try to take on that mantle, you then there's like a responsibility that people experience where they're like, you can't laugh at this because this is laughing at the things I believe in. And I think they were wary of that shit.
Am I wrong that it's skewed towards like black topics in its when you had, what do you call it? Vignettes, when you wrote segments on it, it was related to black people in sports or a black topic in.
The unspoken rule, I would say, when we were talking.
No, I'm wrong. You also did women. It's just my, I was going to say. No, I'm wrong.
The unspoken thing that you may be feeling is this vibe of like, we never wanted to do a segment that would either piss black people off or white people would find funny and black people would not. So like, maybe like holistically over two seasons, I feel like that's a vibe people pick up where it's like, right. Oh, they're not like, this show is never going to be the show where it comes out and Bo's just like, let me tell you why black people are wrong, you know? And some shows do that. Even with black hosts, they make a point to be like, I'm calling balls and strikes. I'm really fair. So sometimes I have to shit on black people to make a point about something else. And we just never did that. Like, we had it come up in the room, someone would pitch a joke or something, and we'd be like, no, Todd. No, we are not going to do that joke.
But so. I think this is one of those things where it's like, I guess I got to look at myself, because what am I looking at? That's an interesting perspective. Yeah,
I think
me.
That's like, everything, though, right? Like, I think if you watched Amy Schumer's Inside Amy Schumer, there's a feeling of like, oh, this is about women and feminism and da da da. And then there's probably some sketches that are just like fart jokes. But because it's happening on Amy Schumer's show, we're like, it's feminism farts. And it's like, she probably just thought farts were funny and she want to make a fart segment. Not every sketch is going to line up with the theme, you know?
You're right. Yeah. And I would think Amy Schumer's sketches did have like a high amount of like, let's skew towards feminism.
But you got to think about all the shows think about all the shows she stole shit from. They can't be all feminist, right?
True. That's a good point. That's a good point. The other thing too is like, sometimes they would shoot, like Bo would shoot down things if it was like too simplistically about race. Like, if it was some, if it was a point every fucking body could make and everyone was making, it was just like, why would we be the 97th show to make the same fucking point? At that point, it's almost hack, right? Like, Trevor Noah said it, then this person said it, then this person said it. And finally on Sunday night, here comes Bomani putting down the big joke of saying the same shit you heard all week. So sometimes we really would avoid certain topics that would have been like a slam dunk with racial stuff. But, you know, that's everybody else's hangups to deal with.
Say the podcast name again.
Drapetomaniacs. OK, it's spelled real weird, but don't worry. I got y'all, everybody. I'm gonna put it in the description of this show. But also, I'm going to tell you, it's D-R-A-P-E. And once you put that in and search podcast, it'll autofill the rest, because ain't nobody else named they show no weird shit like that. Right. Okay. And the definition of drapetomania is this guy named Samuel Adolphus Cartwright was like a white psychologist. He came up with a definition of a disease that is only diagnosed in black people who were enslaved and wanted to be free. He said that is a mental illness that we have to diagnose these black people with, because obviously they're crazy as hell to not want to be slaves. So we named the show Drapetomaniacs after all the black people that tried to be free throughout the history. And we're going to go back and tell their shows and make their stories and make jokes.
All right.
All right. Minimum Rage.
Yes.
I know you've been waiting on it. I know you care about it.
It just seems we went to a positive story and now we're going to, let's see what happened.
Yeah.
Again, could be any race. Could be any race.
Could be any race. Could be anything. We don't know.
Right.
Police. Customers accused of injuring Wendy's employees after not receiving cheese on a crispy chicken sandwich.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. You do have to pay extra for that, so you got to give it to me.
Does cheese go on an extra crispy? I should shut up. This is America.
It's not really my thing.
Cheese goes on everything.
You know? I mean, I assume if you order it, I'd give it to you because I don't want to die, but I wouldn't put it on my cheese, on my chicken sandwich. Yes, they are drapetomaniacs, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
On Thursday, Stewart was indicted on, Jelena Stewart, 33, was charged with robbery with the specification of attempting to inflict or threaten harm on another person. She was also charged with having a loaded gun on the grounds of a detention facility. Dominique Ezell, 32, was charged with robbery. On Thursday,
how many people needed to steal this cheese? There's a lot.
They're
going to
get the cheese somehow. Some people say money is cheddar. You know?
I was going to say, is this cheese like money or is it actual cheese?
I'm going to need my cheese. I'm going to need my bread. I'm going to need my lettuce. Right. I don't know. Chicken, is that a term for money? police are investigating after two people allegedly caused significant damage to a West Toledo Wendy's restaurant Wednesday afternoon, injuring several employees in the process. Ooh. Several.
Wow.
Going for the record?
How could a she gets the sandwich, there's no cheese, and the employee goes, no! Like, how could this go anywhere?
How could it involve so many people?
Right.
How many slices of cheese did you want? Do they need to fill out a form every time one slice of cheese is put on a crispy chicken?
I'm going to have to injure several people because of this cheese. I'm just going to let y'all know right up front.
This became mob mentality over cheese.
This happened during the lunch rush, too. It's 12:02 p.m.
Oh, you didn't say it was a lunch rush.
Yeah.
12 o'clock, people start going nuts. 12:02, cheese is missing. Okay. Yeah,
someone getting shot. Upon arrival, witnesses told authorities a disgruntled drive-through customer entered the restaurant and confronted employees after she allegedly did not receive cheese on her crispy chicken sandwich.
So you were in the window and you were like, oh, no cheese. Now I'm parking. So you parked calmly somehow, didn't hit into anything. Walked over, so you got a little cardio, your heart's racing a little bit, not enough dopamine kicking in to go, hey, I just kicked the door in, because I didn't get cheese. So not enough time. You're just getting more and more angry as you walk in. And then do you start by hitting? Because you must.
Yeah.
You must.
I really think they should do a commercial for Snickers like this. And the person comes in and they're Chris Brown. But then they give them a Snickers and they turn back into their regular self. And they're like, you're not you when you're hungry.
Right.
So then the suspects grab two frosty milkshake drinks without provocation. What would provocation to grab the two frosties be anyway? But she grabbed the two drinks, threw them at employees before knocking over and throwing several objects from the register area. She also knocked over a cookie display, which hit and injured a pregnant employee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what we're doing. Okay. A lot of people were injured. The cookies injured you.
We're throwing cookie displays at people.
Hey, that's fair. You decided to throw. I decided I'm injured. Okay.
Yep. You got cookies in the air. I got bun in the oven. We're going to stop throwing stuff.
But a Frosty would just hit you and fall to the ground.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
You know, they're frosty.
Were you there?
They're thick.
Were you there when it was whizzing by your face?
What about the emotional trauma key?
No, I'm kind of bothered by it, hearing about it.
Yeah.
What if I just got my hair done? That costs money.
The suspect was accompanied by a child at the time.
Okay. Accompanied by?
You got to raise them. You got to teach a child. You know, you got to raise them in the way that you want them to go in life. And if you don't want them to take no shit off of the Wendy's employees, you got to bring them in there with you and let them see you mama throw some Frosties, you know?
It's like, sorry about all that, but my kid needs the toy. Was it $1.29?
Now you throw a junior Frosty at him. There you go. That's what mama taught you.
See, and now we have the cheese, young lad, and they walk away eating the cheese.
Yeah. Okay, now mom's going to show you how to get arrested. Employees told police they were able to get the suspects to leave the restaurant while witnesses were photographing the suspects, their car, and the license plates. The female suspect grabbed an employee by the hair, pulled her to the ground, and took her cell phone from her.
Okay.
Ooh, that's traumatizing as fuck.
Well, you trying to take pictures of me, bitch.
This is while the police are there.
Yeah.
And this goes back to something Hemda said. It has to be over a month ago now. They always think they're right. Because you don't continue whooping people's ass in front of the police if you think you're wrong. Like, you're like, oh, fuck, the police are here. I got to get out of here. I'm a criminal. I don't want to go to jail. She was like, yes, officer, give me a second. I know I got the right to remain silent. I'll be right back. This bitch needs to learn.
She's punching, stealing phones. She's like, you'll see, cops. You'll see soon.
This is what happens. She couldn't get her neurology appointment until next June. Who's checking her brain?
Yep. This could be him to y'all. Another employee was able to retrieve the cell phone from the suspect and return it to the employee. What became of the crispy chicken sandwich? Police said the male suspect returned the sandwich, sans cheese, by throwing it back into the restaurant.
Okay. So. He knows how to get what he wants. I don't want this sandwich. Throw me back one with cheese.
They should throw it as hard as he threw that.
Yeah.
Too.
Go. And he's like, thank you.
Both suspects fled the scene. Police reported minor injuries to the workers. The suspects were driving a dark blue Chevy with an Ohio license plate that said LDYCHOO, which, if I'm not mistaken, means Lady Cho or Lady Chew, which is very interesting. Newsy wasn't here this week, right?
Interesting. These bad guys love like putting in clues that it's them. They think it's funny. Yeah.
Wait, what's the, give me the license plate again?
LDYCHOO.
Oh.
So not a U, but OO gives a chew sound, like choo-choo train. So it makes you wonder, any relation?
I've seen him draw a choo-choo train, as a matter of fact.
Call Crime Stoppers, 419-255-1111 if you have any information on these people, okay? They're out here on the streets just ordering meals. You could be next person listening to this. All right.
the cops catch Newsy by putting out like, hey, looking to for a blowjob behind a dumpster. Gotcha. No free TVs here. You're under arrest.
Hey, we got a knife factory with no lights, and we're all having orgies in there. All right. Let's get to the business that we came here for. We came here to talk about last week on Keith and the Girl. There were three shows plus a Q&A. Let's start with the first show. Now, Karen's not here to do the names, unfortunately, so I have to do the names.
Oh, we have such good names this week.
But I will mess them up on purpose.
Okay.
So that we still get the Karen vibe. Episode 3692.
Can't she just pop in? What's she doing so bad? Work?
Working, yes. All no right. mic at that desk.
Okay.
They frown on that.
All right.
At her job, they frown on podcasting while working for some
okay.
reason.
All right.
Fucking millennials. 100% probably with Dan Marley.
Very close, Karen wannabe.
Fuck.
Dave Merhedge, we were looking for.
Oh, oh, man. This is not Daewoo, this is the Dave Merhedge.
But all I do like your strategy where you look real quick, close your eyes, and guess at it. That's
yes.
how Karen does it.
Was he an asshole?
You know, I saw some people thought Hemda was an asshole, as a matter of fact. You'll have to tell me what you think. Yeah, I'm seeing here some comments. Hemda was a jerk to Dave, this person said. Weird vibe. Somebody said it was a weird vibe, but I thought he didn't bring much to the table. I agree. It's nice having new guests, but they need to be allowed to speak for a minute. All I know about this guy is he worked with Daisy Ridley, but on what? Who knows? Agree, says... it's hard to read these names here with my printer was out of ink. I don't know if it's the same person as before. Agree, I'm listening to this episode right now, and the interruptions are bad. Hemda, you're the host. You need to let guests talk. This is not the first occurrence.
Where the fuck are they saying these things?
This is on Reddit that I saw these.
Okay.
You know, I happen to not see those, but yeah, I agree. I was cutting them off. I was.
Okay.
I was cutting them off because, like they said, he wasn't sharing. And so I cut him off. I thought it would be more entertaining and more funny if I guessed his answer than he continued the sentence. There, I said it.
I agree with
him. Re-listen and see if he said
it. Wow, can I finish my sentence, Hemda? So I agree with her. And he's in some movie with the girl from Star Wars. It didn't come out yet, so you wouldn't know about it. We don't have a date for when it's coming out, so no worries. I don't know what the fuck he was saying. And yes, I felt that we had to push it. And yes, that's why Hemda.
You want
to
know how I really felt? I was like, oh, you're dude A. So I'm already finishing your sentences. I'm cutting you off to let you know that dude A finishes his sentences like this. Turns out I was right. If you want to bring like a person next time, then I'll let that person talk.
I agree. I have no idea with that. Remember the beginning of his album? We played that little clip. That little clip that was an answering. It sounded like an answering machine of somebody dumping him. I still don't understand it. That has nothing to do with Hemda cutting him off.
Right. Is that his normal voicemail for phone calls? Like, people got to wait through that shit every time? Or is that just like...
No, I think he made it up.
I was so confused.
Yeah, he made it up. And it was supposed to be some kind of lesson... that I guess we're supposed to,
that's what I'm saying.
He's pretending to be, he's being vulnerable by saying, I can't make relationships work because I love comedy so much. He didn't have a follow up. That makes no fucking sense. That's what somebody says that doesn't care about you, that you're dating. I don't know about him either. But again, not our fault.
Sure we do. Why did I guess that he lived in his mom's house like for a very long time? How did I guess that she still makes food? That's, I don't know how to tell you this, people. If your male adult child lives with you throughout his 20s and beyond, I don't even want to talk about beyond, this is what he looks like and sounds like. He's predictable. This guy happens to have a very good sense of humor. I loved his stand-up. I was laughing my face off. I thought that the Arab stuff would come through here, you know, how like, because a lot of his stuff was very like, my mom's an immigrant and like, you know, immigrant shit. And I love that stuff. And, you know, I've related to people who came on with that stuff. And I tried re-listen. I tried to go into that segment, but I mean, watch it on YouTube also. his demeanor, his presence is very like, I've been there, done that. So I'm like, all right, then I'm going to guess where you've been and what you've done. And you just say yes or no now, because everything that we asked, he almost sighed. So sorry, I didn't like, I'm not trying to hate him, but if you think I cut anybody off from real information, understand that 19 years told me this, the end of the sentence will not tell you any more than the beginning. So I'm going to cut it off, because cutting it off might interrupt it fast enough for it to be entertaining, if funny.
Yeah. Here's,
how did you,
this is Svaj. I believe, cause I recognize the icon, but again, the names are coming in bad. So I'm watching/listening on YouTube right now. And as I drive home, I'm only 15 minutes in. And Hemda is tearing this guy apart. By the way, 15 minutes is a long time. Okay? 15 minutes is a long time. If we were cool for 15 minutes and didn't think we were getting answers. I suspect she thinks he's a bit of a man child. And the whole, does your mom still take care of you line of questioning? Well, detective, I think you got it right. I fucking knew it, they wrote later. I just finished the episode and saw him exit out. And y'all asking what the chat thought was priceless. Last week is going to be spicy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So if you watch it on YouTube, we're saying goodbye to YouTube. And normally then behind the scenes, we're like, thanks again, blah, blah, blah. So he said goodbye and he dropped off and we were still live. So so I quickly said, hey, guys, what do you think?
How do you get on your radar?
Well, I went to Comedian Duchesneau. Like I said, he was great. I was cracking up a lot of immigrant things. And I think those stories translate really well into podcasting, even if you don't have your chops in podcasting yet. So I thought it was sort of an easy one.
Would you have him back?
And it didn't.
Huh?
How about I just finish my own sentences?
How about we just got yelled at and let's plan it for next week? Audience just yelled at us. Let's calm down, everybody.
The do-over, you know, come back. This time, as an example, you make him finish his nonsense, like no stories, and then you just keep looking directly in the camera at the audience, like, huh? That's what you wanted?
Maybe you know, I have nothing against him. Like I don't think he's not funny. I don't think he's not, but he would have to ask to be on, because it would have to be his idea, so that he maybe wakes up before he comes on.
What, Roger, yeah. I want every day next week to be him, and we will not interrupt him. In fact, there has to be a 2-second pause when he's done talking for us to begin.
Yes. I'm this kind of petty.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll burn my own show down just to make a fucking point.
Don't give a fuck. Let's see if you're right. Oh, you're wrong and I'm homeless. Okay.
Yeah.
We all learned a lesson.
Right. Did you like that one, audience? Huh? It was 3 hours of nothing. Huh? Can you trust us? We can do our job next time.
Well, I don't know if it's too late to ask you what you thought without all the.
Well, I feel like I can. So this, I feel like the wrong person to ask, because I love when you slip into your, like, I know the exact kind of shit bag you are. I love it. And I think the best guests are like I literally wrote this down. You can feel him to slip into the, I know exactly what kind of shit bag you've been, line of questioning. And it's so good. So for me, it's like cross-examining a hostile witness or something, where I'm like, yeah, fucking extract that tooth, man. I want to know what the fuck this guy's got going on. He's taking too long. So I wasn't bothered by it. I'm actually surprised that, well, I shouldn't say surprised. Obviously him is a woman. So I'm not surprised she's getting the most flack for it, but like Keith at one point asked this dude, is this getting you mad pussy?
You know what? Also, thank you for bringing that up, because a lot of times if Keith doesn't like what you're saying, no, he won't go into what I go into, but he'll go, sounds good. And he will switch the topic on you. Like, okay, maybe that's less aggressive, but as it's a performer, it's not. As a person on this side, I've gotten used to it. And I know he's not like necessarily being dismissive every time he does that. He's just going like, okay, that's the end of everybody's point. Like, let's continue. But he's been just, the way I'm doing it is like, oh, you're bored? Okay, I'm bored too.
Right.
Yeah. He's just like, there's nothing here.
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt.
Yeah, I think we get the point about the answer machine. So the Emmys are announced.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's the nicest version of you. What you'll go is you'll have a snide remark and then go, you'll be like, well, I'll never know. Anyway.
Or I go, I get it. Obviously, you didn't say you didn't say enough words, but I get it. And you're going to have to go with it or you wasted our time. Right. So we all get it. Okay, everybody gets it. We can all get it.
What's funny about this one? I saw it on YouTube live, right? But I didn't see the beginning. I literally came in on, is this getting you mad, pussy? Was the, like, when it started streaming. And I was like, oh, this guy must be a hell of a guest. I know this. I can't wait to go back and listen to this shit. This dude, first time on the show, they already kind of getting a little inappropriate, kind of funny. And then I went and listened. I was like, oh, he just asked that because this is pulling teeth.
Do you remember what it was? What was it that I asked if he's getting mad?
The Daisy Ridley movie that's not out yet.
Yeah. Knowing that you worked with a famous hot actress, are you getting mad pussy because of it?
In a weird way, he took it so calmly that I guess that's why it wasn't a great guest.
Well, he was on tranquilizers or something. Right. Of course, he's taking everything calmly. Then he dropped that he was 42, and I almost dropped out of the Zoom. I was like, oh, okay, goodbye.
The movie, whenever it comes out, is called Sometimes I Think About Dying. And hey, Dave, I hear you. Believe me.
Random dick flash story. Mm-hmm. We love it. The city is healing. Okay.
Thank you. You know what that was like on the show? I was like, and then I saw a dick. And Keith goes, in other news. Maybe I squeezed that in. I don't know what I did, but we moved on. Okay. I just needed to tell you about the dicks I've been seeing.
It just means global warming is working. We're all we're coming outside. Dicks are back. After robbery sex is such a funny idea. Is that real that you had a passionate after robbery sex, Keith,
yes,
from just dying?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's that, like, somehow you're, because even though you had two guns put on you and you're the bitch, right, somehow you were part of something badass, and so you're coming in with that energy. And it was missionary, meaning I was on top, but I chipped a tooth on her headboard. I was very proud of us.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to get robbed just for the sex?
No.
Like, spice it back up?
No, but okay. I will take these lemons and fuck.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be scary if you found out, like, after that, you're like, fuck, that's what I need to get hard now. I gotta
get off.
I gotta get robbed.
You gotta make an app for it.
Yeah. Walk around a bad part of town with a gold watch. Hope I can get lucky tonight. What was the poll?
The poll was, is your name often mispronounced? His last name is Merhej, Chemdes Chemda. Sometimes people fuck up Keith, believe it or not. Yes or no, 44% of our audience says yes, their name is often mispronounced.
Hmm.
Huh. What a global audience. Higher.
Very global. Or somebody messed it up once and they're like, that's plenty.
Right.
Yeah. I think it should be higher because people are stupid and you mess up regular names all the time.
That's the thing. Like, let's talk about, quote, regular names, right? Like, I don't count people calling Keith Kevin. You know what I mean? Like, are we counting shit like that? Are we saying that a lot of people call you Rob instead of Rod?
All the time.
So we are counting that. So your name gets mispronounced. Yes?
All the time.
If it's all the time, I don't get Kevin all the time. So Rod would hit yes. Okay. I would hit no.
Okay. Yeah, I get Rob. I get Rodney. I get people leaving the E out of Roderick. A lot of Rodericks, you know.
Right.
But the other thing, though, is I guess the real question is, do you get bothered by it? And then the answer for me is no, which I think is the
Rod,
more weird
part. Oh, Rod, what do you get bothered
part.
By? We can't go by your scale. It's too much. You don't even hardly smell food.
Like, so I think that's what makes me weird, you know.
Nothing bothers this guy. He's doing a fun podcast on slavery.
True. And it's funny.
Yeah.
Listen, I am making these slavery jokes. It's off the chain. They keep hitting me up like, you did it again. How did you make this funny? It's like, I don't know, man. I got a dark sense of humor. I'm fucked up, I guess.
Just now, was off the chain deliberate?
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right, just checking.
Episode 3693.
Yes.
Dead Reckoning.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how fun of a number is that? I'm so sorry. 3693. How fun is that? Nobody? Anybody?
I don't follow.
3-6-9
or?
6-9.
And then you go back to 3. Do you see numbers everywhere?
I do.
Do you? Are you one of those weirdos?
I do. Yeah, if your address is going through a lot, Keith. Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, it's 246. Make a wish. 246.
She's trying to get an extraction keys. She's got. She can't go till January. Just let her have it.
Whatever makes her happy, right?
Yeah, we love numbers around here.
Is today's special 7/24/23? 4 minus 2.
Well, 24 and then 23 is something, and then like. So 7, 2, and 4 is 6. So it's kind of like 7, 6, but and then 5 because 23, 7, 6, 5. But you know, we're not gonna. I don't purposefully do that. But if you're gonna put numbers in front of me, it would be 7, 6, 5 for what you just said.
Are you guys having sex over there? Just checking. Okay. All right. If you're having fun, you're having fun.
I like them. I've always liked numbers, and I memorize people's birthdays if they have fun numbers, like Newsies. 6/15, 1 and 5 is 6.
Hey, do these numbers get you mad dick? Because that's very clever stuff. Anyway, the WGA is striking.
You asked if I saw numbers. I saw numbers.
Oh, they've got me too. I asked the question, then I'm like, kill myself.
this. So you talked about Mission Impossible.
Yes.
And by Mission Impossible, I mean you actually went out with Christian. Mm-hmm. You got it done.
You made it work.
You didn't cancel your plans. I mean, you got to take a bow. How was your Christian date?
Christian's fun to hang out with. He is not. I know he's fun on Keith and the Girl, but that would not be fun to hang out with. He seems to have suicidal, right? and questioning everything he says. In person, in real life, he's cool and normal and funny. He still hates his life, but he's an easy fun hang. It was a lot of fun.
You love to see it, man. Anytime you get to mingle with Christian, we're all rooting for that. Mm-hmm.
And Christian's fun too because, I mean, it wasn't a big meal we had after, but I also don't. It's weird for me to split a check if it's a dude. I understand, but it's still a little weird. So I pay, and then he feels guilty, and that's the bonus.
Oh, you love having that over.
Yeah, you feel guilty, and you got the tacos, and they were half price. You owe me $6, but to you, you owe me much more, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, put that on the Venmo.
So it works.
Describe fun, because I...
Oh, that's fun. Okay. That's fun.
Oh, it's so good.
I'd rather do numbers than go like, now my friend feels guilty.
Right, because when it comes to splits and checks, there's more numbers to deal with. She loves it.
Yeah, she loves it.
What's dessert? Bring me the check. We'll have some fun. That's dessert.
Ooh, this check is 4 or 5 9.
But yeah, this Mission, like, but Mission Impossible 2, Part 2, Dead Reckoning, you're not going to need to see Part 1.
Bam.
Right?
I feel... This is a safe space. We're behind a paywall. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm gonna be honest. It's a little disappointing in Mission Impossible, man. Like, and I don't understand the like. I feel like people think Tom Cruise is really Ethan Hunt.
Yeah,
and he's just like coming back with his like, hey, I really did save the world, and here's like a documentary I made, mm-hmm. and I'm like, dog, he runs because he's a movie star running. He's not really saving the world, and this was only half a movie, and it was a long half a movie. There's no fucking way you all love this. No way.
Wait a minute. Mission Impossible's name is Ethan?
Ethan Hunt.
They named him Ethan?
Yeah.
And you guys keep going?
Yeah. He was cool in the first one. Because he was like,
Ethan is saving the world by running?
In the first one, it felt like he was a little bit of a nerd. So it's like, oh yeah, Ethan. But now he's kind of the jock. Like he's like 7-0 against the missions at this point. Like, right. It's really more like Mission Inconvenient, you know, at this point. He's fucking getting them all done. And I still don't, I had to go look up what Dead Reckoning actually is, because in the movie, they never really tell you the real definition of Dead Reckoning.
Right.
Apparently, it's when you don't have navigation systems in a submarine or a boat. And you use your location to track where you were and where you're gonna be by being like, we were here at this point. At this time we were here. That means our trajectory should land us here.
Math.
They don't explain any of that in the movie. they just call the movie that and just go, you got
it,
right? You can't
explain it now that the submarine wasn't able to be found and exploded. No one wants to talk about submarines and their locations anymore. Dead Reckoning, two very tough words. Shut up.
Basically. And worst villain, I think, honestly, worst villain I ever had.
Very boring. He just wanted the he wants this AI powers, and that's it. And you don't learn nothing. You're just, well, he's bad, so he wants it, and they'll be bad.
Never gives a speech. Yeah. Never gives a speech. Every bad guy's supposed to give a fucking speech, dog.
Of course.
I honestly, if I was that actor, I'd be pissed. Like, y'all really had me up here looking like a fucking like automaton, like a cyborg. And then, like, ultimately, the plot is this dude got to hit the reset button on a computer that can't hit the button on itself, right? Which is why I don't think AI is going to actually take over the world or do any of the shit people think it's going to do. Because you still need, like, a dumbass person to hit the fucking... Yeah, you got to hit the fucker you reset, control alt delete. The whole fucking movie is this dude supposed to be hitting control alt delete on the goddamn strongest, strangest, scariest AI in the world. That's I think
he can
I'm
say control
alt
delete, and I can't say 6 and 1 in 5 make 6.
You can say it. It was Keith that had a problem, not me.
Oh no,
I'm cool.
I was talking to Keith. You're very cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to write things down on my calendar. What numbers did you just say?
But yeah, I don't think I liked it the more I think about that movie. But
we're going to teach him a lesson by going to the theater for part two.
I was going to say, I'm willing to hold out that it was half a movie.
Right.
So maybe you find a way to make a good half of a movie. And I'm like, oh, that's what the fuck you were talking about? Well, shit, you should have just said that from the beginning, man. I hope it's getting you mad pussy.
In the theater, when Ethan Hunt did that ramp that we've been seeing on commercials a million times, I tell the whole theater, I go, I would have done that one. And then when he like climbs a building, you know, freestyle, I'm like, he's not really doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. You are so right about the way he sells the stunts.
Yeah. You're pulling a parachute on your own. Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
You ever seen that picture? You ever seen that picture with his body doubles?
Yes.
They look just fucking like him. They're not just body doubles.
Right.
They're fucking Tom Cruise's.
He made them get surgery.
For sure. And I guarantee you they're doing them stunts. Yep. Get the fuck out of here. Yep. No way. Because honestly, if you let this billion-dollar man, if you really let him do those fucking stunts, you should get fired. You know, the studio exec should come down and be like, who's the director? You let the $6 billion man jump off a fucking jet? You're out of here.
That's
for the fucking people that can die that we'll just put in the credits and move on.
Right. No, I'm thinking about, okay, I'm going to tell you why me and Kat really broke up. It's because her younger brother did believe that Tom Cruise climbed those Dubai towers by himself. And I'm like, that's too close to her.
Yep.
We're over.
Yep. Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it. Barbie hype must be how I look talking about Transformers.
I'm believing this, but that I've only been hearing good Barbie.
Oh, I saw it.
And?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fucking amazing. It was great.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right.
I think.
How could it be amazing? How could it be
Keith,
amazing?
I don't know how to fucking tell you this. It is amazing. It is great. They literally thought of fucking everything.
Holy shit.
It's so fucking smart. Greta Gerwig is 3 for 3 now. She don't miss.
That's the thing. She did Lady Bird, right? That bored the shit out of me, but I'm like, maybe it's not
Lady
for me.
Bird. Yeah, I cried at the end of Lady Bird when the mom drove around the airport. Oh, my fucking God.
Did you and your mom have like a love-hate relationship? I didn't get it.
No. You don't have to. Keith, you don't have to have the thing happen to you in the movie to like it. This isn't like you and Tom Hanks in that fucking movie where you had to get a driver's license. Sometimes shit happens to other people and you're like, yeah, I can see how that would make you feel that way. But
I don't think you like, dialogue movies though. And I think Lady Bird was a dialogue movie. Nothing happened.
I hate women, but I guess there's a lot of Kens in this, right?
Dude, I'm just going to tell you, when you see, I'll be shocked if you don't like this. I will be shocked if you don't see it and don't like it.
It destroyed Oppenheimer, meaning they both did Oppenheimer, the atom bomb movie. It still did good, but it beat it out of the water like 2-1.
Wow. Yeah.
Barbie's
it's
first
so
place.
It's so fucking good. Oh, my God. Right. And I thought, I was prepared
I
for
the
it to
theater.
Be like, You got to go. I was prepared for it to be like goofy, like on some, well, we all wore pink and like it was a fun time and it's like Rocky Horror Show. Like, I don't know if I would say it's good, but we had a good time. No, it was actually fucking good. I still can't believe it was good. I went to see this shit just because my friends were like on Twitter, like, it's actually good. And I was like, I'll be the fucking judge of that. And then I walked out like, God damn.
Okay, they weren't lying. Is The Blackening still in theater? Because I'm thinking a double feature.
It may still be in theaters. I know it's at home streaming as well. God, so I don't know if it's still in there. Yeah, shit moves fast now.
Talking about The Blackening.
Yep. Yeah, The Flash is at home. They're getting you up out of the theaters right now to make room for Tom Cruise and Barbie, okay?
Kemda never goes to the movies. Now she's going to see five in a row. Oh, that plan's ruined.
Well, she got to see. I mean, you don't have to see, but I think you should see Barbie. It's so good. Like, man, one of my friends said, he was like, it's in my top movies for this year. It's this in Spider-Verse. And this is before I saw it. I was like, I'll suck my dick. Fuck you.
It made more money. It had a bigger opening. I mean, they had more promotion,
right,
even than Marvel. But it better opening than Spider-Verse, better opening than Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yep.
Does Karen agree?
Karen, do you agree that Barbie is up there with Spider-Verse this year? That mic is not on. Hold on. I'll see what I can do. Can you try talking to it? Nope.
We're going to trust you.
Yes or no?
We're going to believe you.
Yeah, they'll take my word for it. Yes or no? She said yes.
Okay.
Wow. I could not believe how good it was, y'all.
Did you guys talk about it afterwards? Were you and Karen like, wow, that was...
We did a movie review for it.
No, privately. Like, when you were done, you were like, did you turn to each other and go, holy shit.
Because we do movie reviews,
okay,
there's a code of silence until we get back to the house.
Okay.
Because we can't be giving each other our takes.
Right.
You gotta save that for the mic. But I'll just give you one little thing up top. It's not really a spoiler, but it's just, this is how smart the movie is. In the Barbie world, the way the women talk to each other is almost off-putting because they accept all their compliments. They never are humbled. They never back down. They never apologize. And it's such a small, like, great touch. And it's off-putting. You can feel it being off-putting to the audience at first because, like, are these arrogant, stuck-up bitches? And you're like, oh, it's just a world where women don't have to worry about what the fuck dudes think. It's like, yes, I'm President Barbie, and I did write that book, and I did win the Nobel Peace Prize. It was, and they're like, that's so smart. You're so good. It's like, I know, I am. I am so smart.
I didn't know Will Ferrell was in it. That's a big thing to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a positive.
Yeah. Wait till you see it. You'll get it. Okay. He was good, but honestly,
seems like a nice person, but every movie he does, I'm like, I get it, Will.
Yeah. He's not in it that much, but he's good. Okay. The motherfucker that stole the show is Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
And that I didn't know homie had. I apologize. I respect his game now. I used to think he was not that good of an actor because he's always stoic in the movies I see him in.
Yes.
Motherfucker got range, dog. Sorry, Mr. Gosling. I didn't.
Wow.
Your boy didn't know. Okay. He brought that shit, man. Oh, what a fucking movie. I might see it again. It's that good.
You're going to go see it, yes?
I guess I am. What the fuck? But I'll tell you, when I buy my ticket, I'm going to go. And I'm meeting a family and stuff. Well, you don't need to know that. Anyways, thank you. Here's my one ticket.
You might as well wear pink. You might as well go all the way in, man. I was like self-conscious, like, oh, we're going to roll up here in pink. And then when everybody had it, I was like, no, fuck it. We're all going to have a good time. Let's go have a good time. See what happens.
You wore pink? Is this?
Yeah. That's the thing. People are wearing pink to the movie. So that's how you know. And some people didn't just wear pink. Some people was looking like Barbie. Like, they had a pink dress with frills on it. Like, Barbie is basically white women's Black Panther. Like, the way that they're dressing up like cosplay. It's beautiful.
All right. Do I have time to see it before silent trailers tonight? Before the game show?
Probably not.
Okay.
Let's not push it. Okay. All right. Wait, how close is it there? You know, fuck it. That's your life. You decide. the pizza delivery woman being robbed is kind of a minimum rage story. Like, if you think about it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I do think there's a conundrum of like, do you call the cops? And it's mostly just because we're like, will the cops do anything? Because like, if you knew calling the cops meant that motherfucker was going to jail, then like, yeah, I call the cops 100% of the time. But like,
yeah, but how long is he going to jail for? He robbed you of pizza and threatened your life, right? Okay, so
$100.
Maybe he had a gun.
$100 instead of pizza, mm-hmm.
And he took $100.
And he know where you live.
He knows where you live.
And he's admitted that he's attracted to you and would like to date you and go out with you. I'm calling the cops because of that part.
And he's delusional. So mm-hmm. This, to me, like, this scares me more. Like, now you think we're friends. Now I'm extra bitch for, like, playing you somehow. Like, mm-hmm. that scares us as women. I'm going to speak for all.
Yeah.
That, like, if you're having a nice time and I'm not, fuck, man, I'm dead.
This should have been the poll.
I just walk away going like, yeah, it was a nice time. I don't need to tell you I didn't have a nice time.
This should have been the poll for women only, because I would love to see like what it is, because I can see that point, but I can also see like it would be even scarier to have him think I wouldn't call the police and you can just do shit like this to me and pop up on my crib at any point in time. And I'm the cool person that just doesn't want no problems. And you could just keep escalating. Like scary.
I know it's hard to say what it's like, but like in this case, right? In this world where we are now, which is pretty modern, mm-hmm. you guys as straight guys go out as gay guys, hit mm-hmm. on a dude and come back and report how scared you were to even talk to them and let alone to hit on them. And mm-hmm. so it's like, that other person, I don't get to be scared mm-hmm. and respond when somebody hits on me. You could get punched.
You think she did the wrong thing?
What I'm saying is like hitting on a woman is like, what's the worst that can happen to you? You're not really going to be the same kind of scared as going out and hitting on a man, because men mm-hmm. are terrifying.
I agree. I was just wondering like, do you think she's like fucked up calling the cops or?
No.
Like. Okay. Yeah. Cause that's what I'm saying. Like, I understood why she called the cops. I also understand your logic of like why you wouldn't call the cops. But yeah, I was like, it's a thing that happened to you and there's no good solution to it. Like, there's only bad things that can happen from the time this person chose to rob you. So it's either call the cops
hanging out.
Yeah.
He's so brazen. He gave me his ID because mm-hmm. that's how much he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong outside of my house. While he's threatening me, he's going, here's where you can find me. You're not going to call the cops. I'm not scared of you for half a second while I'm being a criminal. Mm-hmm. How are you not scared? What do you think the cops are going to do to that guy to keep me safe?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to keep me safe? You're going to keep him maybe quiet for how long? What do you think he's going to get for that? I got to see him in court too. Now that's my day.
Yep.
That's me in court reliving it in front of him. And he's not stable. Does that sound like a stable person? So how are you going to protect me for the rest of my life so he gets arrested for 5 minutes?
Well, yeah. I better, if I see a 2-hour Barbie movie, I better be able to speak for women too. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I saw the movie, so I feel like I'm confident in saying, sure. Call the cops.
I also like that the Barbie movie looks good only to me because all these weirdo conservatives hate it so much. They think Ken's gay. They, you know, you can tell the women are going to be in charge as opposed to the men. They are. Shin themselves. It's very strange.
It's just so smart. It's just so smart. Right. It's so good. Greta Gerwig.
Wait, so Keith said something about calling the cops mm-hmm. that I was like, okay, maybe I would call the cops for that.
I'd call the cops and see if I can, without the guy knowing, can you at least put me down on record? I'd say I have a friend who, and if they go no, then maybe I wouldn't. But I would find out if that's something legal that can happen. I want it on record. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I said earlier, I feel like the reason that it sounds so fucking like dangerous to get the cops involved is because we know the cops won't do shit.
Right.
Like if we lived in a world where the cops were like, we're going to take this seriously. This motherfucker will be locked up. You will not have to see him again. You'd be like, oh, shit, yeah, call the cops, get this fucking guy off my block or whatever. But knowing that they're probably going to show up and be like, so she was probably like asking for it, right?
Well,
all right, cool.
Let me give cops a little more credit. I don't think that cops can't protect me here because they're just assholes. I think they don't have authority to protect me. The guy is going to go to jail. I do believe that they will treat him like a criminal because he was a criminal start to finish, and it's too weird to not. So I believe they'll be on my side. I just don't believe that you can punish this guy enough for me to feel safe. Whatever punishment he's going to get is just going to feel like he's going to extra retaliate on me, and they have no protection. What are they going to do? Keep tabs on him when he's out?
It's not a small town. Would you feel safe if, would you feel safe just the way it went down and then no cops were involved?
Or
I don't think there's a feel safe that can happen, period, in this. Right. So I think we're talking about personal preference of unsafeness. Like, my unsafeness is don't even get the cops involved. Maybe he won't get mad. My unsafeness is get the cops involved. Maybe put the fear of God in them, you know. Like I can kind of see how.
Yeah, it's all unsafe. I would want to move.
How about one date? You have to be very polite. He pays. Sex is not demanded, but it's your choice. If he ever contacts, it's encouraged, but you know, we don't mind. The cops don't mind too much. But if he ever contacts you after that, he gets the death penalty. Can we do that?
Also, we read this story on our show, and so he also had like some other charges. Surprise!
Yep.
From assaulting and robbing people, other people. So it may be compounded with this. Maybe he'll go to jail a little bit longer.
What if he just doesn't know?
That would make me feel like it's my duty to call the cops because he is a serial bad guy. Right. And I should help these other people by compounding it because he's not learning any lessons.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows how to talk to women.
I agree. He should see Barbie.
He gets nervous.
Also, we saw the news interview, and I was astounded by how, for lack of just a better word, how brave she was. She was on the news just fucking talking to the people. Like, this is it, my house. This is what he said to me. Here's screenshots of the fucking interaction. And I was like, fuck, man, you like they built different because your boy would have been scared, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next episode. Oh, what's the poll?
This was the poll regarding the story of the robbery. Would you have contacted the police? I said yes. 64%.
Okay. I would like to think that my first instinct would be not to call, but I would like to think that I would end up calling just, you know, because you're supposed to report it and because there should be consequences, even though, and like you said, fear is going to be there anyway. So this should be on record.
I like when you get answers back, like, call him, yes or no. Actually, I think I'd sit him down and change his life for the better. And he would apologize and cry and kill baby Hitler. I think I'd raise Hitler properly to actually encourage other people to be better, too. And that probably affects Stalin in some way.
Yeah. Have a nice conversation with the guy.
Yeah.
The next episode, 3694, Marfan Syndrome with Liam Neeson.
Close. Very close, Karen.
Oh, man. What? You didn't have the guy from Taken on the show? Oh, all right. Well, Keith, what is his name?
This was Liam Nelson.
Now, hold on. I got him from the same show I got What's-His-Face from earlier in
Dave,
the week.
Right.
Yes.
Well, then I guess I got to ask, was he an asshole?
That's the thing. I was like, Keith is like, oh, so where'd you get him? I'm like, okay, don't judge me. Okay. There's no way this guy can't be funny. I can't. He was saying too much shit. Like, he had such a good sense of humor on stage, you know? Like, he really started to set with 6 feet. Could we stop talking about it now?
Seven feet, to be clear.
Oh, sorry, 7 feet. And it just, he had such a good sense of humor about this thing that obviously, like, he had to go through that. I'm like, how is this not going to, but I was nervous. I was nervous.
I was too. Cause I think anytime a guest is on and it's basically going to be like this one topic about them, sometimes guests close down or they get this weird, like the one I'll never forget is the woman who was like a porn star, and Keith made jokes and talked about porn, and she was like on some, I'm off that. I don't even know why the fuck this guy's asking these questions, kind of. It's like, well, what the who do you think you are? Like, you know, you didn't be president and also a porn star. Like, you're we're gonna have to, like, you gotta talk about this shit, or else it's just no point to have you on the show. And so I also always get nervous.
You're right. In terms of that, usually, and not just her, but in the promo, they're like, I'm a porn star who is now doing comedy. You are selling that about yourself.
And they just tweeted out, and they just tweeted out how popular they were in porn. Right. Like, you guys show your outtakes. Look at this. This has 6 million of me getting double dicked.
Right. And then it's like, but you asked about it, right. Sir. You know, so I was worried that he would be like, guys, it's a disability. All right. I know you think it's funny that I'm tall or whatever. And nah, man, because he's a comedian, because y'all just good at your jobs, and because, you know, he was affable, you end up like loving the guy. At least for me as a fan, is like, oh, man, come back. This guy's good. I want to hear him on some like hot topics and some current events next time, you know. But I thought it was a really great interview.
The porn star stuff is funny, too. You're open mouth, open pussy, open ass, but not an open book.
Not an open book. Nope. Not a lot of books in porn.
I like this guy.
Open pizza box.
I like this guy, Liam, a lot. He was cool. This story was funny about meeting Chewbacca. He goes, he's doing this. He's reporting on Marfan syndrome. He meets Chewbacca. He's got to fly to find him. Meets him. He goes, hey, so Marfans, when were you diagnosed? Chewbacca goes, never. And no, you're wrong. And he's like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah, him just getting up and leaving seems like some Nathan Felder shit. Yeah. I want to see that part of the documentary. How's that not in the outtakes at the very end of the documentary?
Right. Yeah, and then it reminds you he's so young. He's 23 now. Yeah. He did that when he was 17. I mean, when you're 5 years old and you're 5 feet tall, I can't imagine the things that people are saying around him. And while treating him like he's dumb, so he always has to pretend he's smarter than he is, because there's just this disconnect. So yeah, you got to give him a lot of credit for like being able to be 23 like that.
Do y'all ever feel weird asking the questions? Because y'all always ask the questions that I feel like are quote unquote impolite if it was like a dinner conversation with some stranger.
Oh, you don't got to put that in quotes. It's very impolite. No, I hear how he talks about it in general. I didn't think I was being too much. And the first question is probably not is edgy, but probably not the worst. I'm like, all right, you're going with that. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Now, as much as I have usually pushed in like parties and real life, whatever, this show wouldn't be that if it's not Keith. That's the reason. One of the reasons it's called Keith and the Girl and not Keith and Chemda is I don't think that I, at the time at least, would have been able to. And there's still, even when I'm going in and asking whatever, Keith will always ask one or two questions that I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so is your dick 7'5"? You're like, Jesus, the guy just said hi.
You wouldn't have heard that from me. So yes, that the next level thing, that's not me. That's him. I give him the credit.
What about outside of KATG?
He's not getting anywhere near any of that, and will walk away if I do.
Like, right, I was going to say,
I'm not with her.
Yes.
No, he's not. It's like, no, it's impolite. It's not what you do. It's I don't even want to know in this context. Right. No, leave me out of it. Absolutely not. Yes. Me, I'm like extra. Like, oh, yes. How did that make you feel? Was that on a Tuesday? Like, why can't you remember?
Yeah, if he told me about his dick and it's not on the show, I'd be like, do you want me to suck it? No one's listening. Why are you telling me that?
Right. It's a weirdo. Anyway, come to the studio Thursday. I want to ask you about your dick. But not today. That's weird. Oh, man. What was scarier?
It's funny. It is funny, by the way. So if you listen to Keith and the Girl, which these people that chat on Kenda do, in regards to Dave, tell me the fucking difference between our interactions with Dave and our interactions with Liam. Why didn't Liam seem too much? Thank you.
No, I was there. It's a more hostile vibe. I you might have been asking next level questions, but I was just saying his next line and predicting stupidity. That's not really the same.
All right. Then we're mad at you again.
All right. Never mind, guys. It wasn't your fault. It was him's fault for some reason. She thought that was a good point to make.
No big difference. I was an asshole.
Try to have her back. She just kicked your leg from under you.
Okay, well, fuck me.
How many episodes y'all done together as partners?
It's another 4, number. 000? It's an awesome number. 3694. So you take the 369.
Right.
And now a new number that wasn't even out of all three of those, a 4.
4, yeah.
Yeah.
See? 3 and 4, they go together.
Right, 3 and 4 go together and if you started you the numbers 6, over.
6-9 in the middle, so that's nice.
Hello,
you love
nice.
To see that.
Like you guys are joking, but I see all of that in 1 second when I see numbers.
Mm. Well, I didn't think you made tea and studied it. You're just like you just orgasm. You're like, this is this number. And then you move on. I get it.
Also, it could be like someone's birthday, you know? It could be March 6, 1994.
So many things have numbers, don't they?
Right?
Like, isn't that exciting? I'm looking at how long insane. Is this show? I'm looking at 12302. That's fun.
Have you ever tried to balance a checkbook? It takes me days, okay? No. Because I'm just like, what? 1973 of gas? That's a year. That's a lot of stuff happening in 1973. Add that up. 1 and 9 is 10. 7 and 3 is 10. Now I got 1010. It's fucking insane over here.
1010 Winds was a radio station.
Mm-hmm. They used to have those like 1010 numbers that you used to call. It was like free for the first 6 minutes and then a lot for later. 1010-220, I think, was called. It was amazing, guys.
Do you love numbers? Do you turn letters into numbers and then come?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. That's why she started dating Xerxes, because X is so far down the alphabet.
It's like an extra numbers, yeah.
You know what's weird? In Hebrew, every letter is a number. And that's why 18 is such a big number, because it's the word chai, which is alive. And so it adds up to the chet and the yud. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, sounds good.
That explains a lot.
The poll was, she did good. She's going to close her camera now. Would you watch your own surgery after the fact? Talking about all these different surgeries, what Hemda had, and of course,
oh my God, I couldn't believe she was so gung-ho about this. Go ahead. I couldn't believe it.
Would you watch your own surgery after the fact? 44% say yes. And I think I would. I'd scrub fast, but yeah.
Yeah.
56% said no.
Yeah, I wouldn't. What I think is interesting, though, is if we talk about a gross, violent movie or something, him just like, absolutely not.
Right.
No, I don't want to see that.
But my real
insides.
Like, my real blood.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, the doctor's not punching me, right? Because I don't want him to like punch me open. That would be.
Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's why they won't show it to me.
Yeah. I bet you what it is now is they're all in there doing fucking TikTok dances. I see TikTok. Nurses got fucking routines and shit. My fucking liver's on the table and y'all doing the stanky leg. Fuck you. Y'all were right about doctors. All right. The last episode of the week is, of course, Q&A with or without you.
How clever.
This is a very weird episode of Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all,
he sounded
not a
different.
Lot of fucking.
Not a lot of fucking.
Yeah. Not a lot of fucking. I feel like you and Craig kind of half-assed it on the getting out there in the streets. if you're going to do last week, if you're going to do Q&A, let's go ahead and go all the way out there, guys.
Yeah, Lady Chu got, he got COVID.
Everyone's getting it now lately.
Mm-mm-mm.
Everybody that didn't have it, that God is humbling us one at a time. Like, oh, you thought you were better. Mm-hmm. Thought you were so smart.
I forgot. I think Newsy's the only one that I knew beyond. And you and Karen got it. And then Newsy was the last one. I don't know anybody who didn't get it anymore, right?
Starting to lose. Losing people.
Yeah.
How is he? Y'all have any updates?
I gotta assume he's dead. Right? I don't have an update.
There's no way COVID gets him after he fucked all those people. No way. That motherfucker got the super disease fighting shit in him, dog. COVID's going to be running from him.
That's what does him in after all this stuff, the sniffles.
Yeah. COVID's going to get in this system and get robbed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Craig co-hosts the show. It was really more like a Diamond Dogs than a Q&A to me.
Sure.
Maybe because Keith didn't listen to all the episodes. And he just had to go by Newsy's notes and then kind of guess. And then Craig decided to take the show wherever he just, you know, his thoughts decided to go. It just kind of wasn't on topic anymore.
I think Craig thought he had to do a 4-hour show. That's what I think happened.
Well, I knew something was up when I saw the time was like under 3 hours. I was like, right. Oh, what? Is Newsy okay? And of course he wasn't. You know, thoughts and prayers to Newsy. Mm-hmm. Hemda was not on this episode, which is that the first time you haven't been on a Q&A?
Yeah, I guess so. It was the first non-normal Q&A.
Yeah. Now, did you like want to be there for this version of Q&A? Or
I did. Or no? I did. Yeah. I would think it's fun. And just the idea of it is fun, too. And not like on a regular basis, but just like, hey, let's give the people what they want. But I was like, no Q&A. And I was already in Manhattan on a bike.
Just having fun as she does, guys. Just biking around in the heat. Yeah. Ooh,
all right. Bye.
Just extending your vacation.
Newsy said, I think I'm a little. And she went, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I called. Sounds good. Another borough.
Well, get well soon, Newsy, if you're listening to this. Hopefully things are going better. That's it for this week. It's just me this time. But shout out to our guest, of course, Dan Marley, Liam Neeson. Shout out to Karen for laughing in the background.
I also have an update now. Excuse me, I'll put my glasses on.
Oh, shit.
Okay. He's doing much better. Thanks for... Oh, snack money. Okay. Ready for game show times two tonight. Okay, so he's... That's right. He's doing the...
Game show.
And yeah, announcement. Okay. For game show.
Well, shit, then he must be doing better. I'm just mad that he's got to do game show tonight. He's not going to be able to fuck as many guys. That's at least like two guys that aren't getting dick tonight. So
you don't know that. That just might be the inspiration. He might be maybe at the start of the show, he sends out some messages. And at the end, he's got a couple lined up.
All I know is he's not on camera during those shows.
Yeah, okay? True. So maybe we're wrong.
And let me mention this, if I may. The last show you did with Rod and Karen, people are talking about CACA awards for God's Perfect Angel skit.
Oh.
Nominated for goofiest, this person says. Rod was in his bag in this episode, got to win a CACA.
Wow.
Then I see people are bringing up, this is becoming a thing now, the bar at the cashier that separates groceries. And I say it's only for dorks. I only talked about it again on Rod's show because he brought it up. I don't just go, hey, guys, can we talk about this thing again? But yeah, like this person says, at this point, Keith, this bar thing has to be a bit, right? No, it is for dorks. If you put that bar down to separate shit, you are a dork. That's okay. It doesn't mean you're an asshole. It means I can't date you. Just think, it's not that dramatic or important. But here's like an example. If there's a show that like Black Mirror has like a 3 to 5 second opening and you can hit skip intro. If we're on a first date and you run for the remote to hit skip in, that's you are impatient and we cannot date. It doesn't mean it's the end of the fucking world. It just means get out of my country.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
As a person that uses the bar and is also
then we won't date. That's okay too.
As a person that's using the bar and wearing a rainbow Star Trek shirt, I'll be a dork. It's fine.
There you go.
Dorky to you.
I didn't say it was an insult.
Right.
I said, hey, you were dork.
The good dork. You meant it the good way.
Yeah.
You know how you call somebody a dork? It's like, oh, thanks, man. My dork. You know?
You got to see it. These people that use those things, they got to be also like, they got to be weird parkers. Like, they hate when your car is so close to my car. Like,
Are you taking back the D word?
Pardon?
Dork.
I'm trying to bring that, make it bad instead of great.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I don't weird park. So I don't know. I think maybe your analysis is a little off.
Hey, I'm just guessing. I didn't do it. Again, this wasn't a big deal. I didn't do science about it.
Well,
I'm
you,
just telling you,
you wrote
why
it in my show
off-putting.
Notes. You told me, Rod, before we record, bring it up again. I got another rant in my soul. And I thought I was doing you a solid. I didn't realize you're going to throw me under the bus on the forums and make it seem like I brought it up. But fine.
Can you do us a favor? Can you get a job as the cashier in a supermarket for like A day to 7 days.
Yeah. And I won't know what's happening. Yeah, and I'll come back crying. And guys, do you know how? So they have technology now to so that you don't just give everything to one person. It separates two people's stuff. It helps them figure out, do they leave in separate cars? Like, it's very convenient and solves things. I'm decades old. You don't think I ever worked where I had to ring in one person and ring in a second person? I had two jobs by every subway station in New York City. I've been in that kind of situation. Somehow got it done. And by the way, the coolest places in town because I don't have dorks there.
I was born in the 20th century. Back when the word dork wasn't nice. Now you softies get to be called dork and not get thrown in a locker. Mm-hmm. By the way, that locker has a divider because this side is for throwing you in and this side is for my books. Dork.
No, they ruined the word dork. Now Super Mario's like, I'm a dork. And it's like, well, you can die right away.
Well, the DNGF community... we're appreciative of the inclusion that we're experiencing right now. Don't let Keith's hateful words make you feel bad about yourself, fellow dorks. And of course, DNFG, dorks, nerds, geeks, freaks.
Of course. When somebody puts down the bar at the grocery store, I go, that is awesome. You seem fun and awesome.
Honestly, I've never seen no one not put down the bar and thought, what a fucking cool guy. What's all this cool is? Cool is this guy without the bars? It's fucking, you must be getting a mad pussy from
so
not putting that bar down.
The two of you try to talk the least to everybody when you leave that door. And so the bar helps you talk less.
Come on, Hamda. This is exactly what this Keith.
If I was on the first date and you put that bar down, it's over.
Keith is giving me mixed signals right now. It is confusing. I understand where the audience is at with this. Because at once he does understand our fellow man fucking sucks. They do. And the less you fucking have to do anything involving them, the better your life will be. And it's just like the bar just invites, like it says no.
I disagree. I think the bar invites violence. I think it's an act of violence.
No one's ever been violent towards me with that bar, ever.
No, because I kept my cool, because I go to therapy.
All right. So I say throw the bar down. Everybody going to therapy. You'll be fine, guys. Don't listen to Keith. All right. He's going to have you out here paying for other people's groceries. Special angels ringing up your soda. Now you got to give somebody $3. You're not getting your fucking change back. You got to act like that's cool. Like, oh, yeah. I'll just
you guys are acting like you look at my fridge and I don't recognize half this shit because I don't use a bar.
That's probably what's happening. You just don't. You wouldn't admit it. You know?
I said the other day, I throw out too much food. This is why. Because I didn't buy it.
It's not even his.
You know what? You would have made a sandwich if you put the bar down and got the sandwich parts into your bag.
Someone has my ham.
You didn't yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
You made a sandwich yet.
So I see. It's just both you guys are getting together to fuck me. And then somehow I'm a weirdo about a bar. This is tricked you guys. They tricked you. Remember her attitude with Dave? That's what is happening right now. And in essence, to you, the listener.
Look how upset you are, therapy.
I'll put a bar down on this conversation.
Okay? I asked you if you made a sandwich. You mad, bro?
That's a normal thing to just ask, did you make a sandwich? If you're confused, folks, good. Because she's weird. By the way, we're at 1 hour, 35 minutes, 135, 48 seconds. How fun is that? Now tell me about a bar at a grocery. Jesus Christ. Look at a clock. Oh, my God. 12, 1, 2. That 1 and 2 is 12 from earlier.
By the way, it's 4:38 p.m.
That's a good number.
I love that. Because 4 and 3 is 7, and then 8 is right after that.
Yeah. Now, Kim does this thing that bothers me when she tells the time, so she doesn't. She still doesn't get it, that it's because, what if I can't get to putting up the show right away? And you look like you were slacking. But that's okay. It's worth just trying to pretend to see if you can upset me. That's a fun relationship. Oh, I'm going to start the show saying, hey, guys, I think about suicide every day. Now I can say whatever the fuck I want. Oh, okay. Well, good to know.
Feels like you like to put a bar down between you and him.
Between people, sure. Well, that's saying something, isn't it? Yeah. I don't need it between your vegan burgers and my steak. We'll figure it the fuck out and maybe be friends.
I'm saying something when I put the bar down.
Yeah.
Saying, shut the fuck up. Give me 6 feet. I don't want to talk to you. I have headphones in for a reason.
You know what
happened to racism? Remember racism where you're supposed to be like, oh, big black guy, I'm scared. Now you want to fucking tell me about the weather? Be racist. Just leave me alone.
When I put the bar down, I put it down horizontally. Not vertically. Mm.
That's the thing. Now, I raised the bar, now you're playing with it down.
Yeah.
I put
you're playing with the laws of fucking space-time continuum over there.
I put
He's a fucking chaos agent.
I put the bar straight up and down. It's like, well, you can tell it's still the bar. Who cares how I put it?
He goes in the line and takes all the bars so no one can use them until he's done bringing up his groceries. Then he gives them back.
I slam the bar down hard like people go, and action. And I go, this side's mine. I say.
Keith, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better.
Can't wait for this guy to see Barbie. He's gonna have it. He's gonna get his fucking life.
So interesting.
He's gonna get his fucking life. Oh man. All right. We gotta get out of here so Keith has time to see Barbie. All right, everybody. That's it for this episode. We'll be back next week. Karen will be piloting the ship. And hopefully she'll get the names better than I did, because I was 0 for 2 this week.
You're an angel.
He was just trying to relate to her.
Yeah. Talk to you guys next time. Peace.